Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, May 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. New Sharia law in a Nigeria state causes concern for believers. Christians exercise their rights to let freedom ring, and a prayer line in Turkey attracts many. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the northern Nigerian state of Zamfara. The government introduced a new package of Sharia laws that threatens to shut down all unauthorized places of worship. Association of Christian Schools International's Dan Egler says they're cautious.
The implementation of Sharia law is of great concern because obviously that's a part of the political agenda of the encroachment of Islam in northern Nigeria particularly. So we're not quite sure what kind of impact that's going to have in terms of fostering, planting, and encouraging the Christian school movement.
Egler urges prayer for their teams.
They recognize that Islam is using Muslim schooling, and they're going after young people. That's their agenda. They're going after the kids. They're not quite as concerned or serious even about the adults, but they're going after the next generation in order to take over some of these sub-Saharan African countries, and Nigeria is a flashpoint right now.
Meanwhile, hundreds of believers are meeting on the west front of the U.S. Capitol today to read the entire Bible aloud and without commentary for 80 continuous hours. It's a Bible reading marathon, an effort to get people to read the Bible and partnered with Bible Pathway Ministries. Marathon director Mike Hall.
It is a group of volunteers, Christian volunteers, who come together to read through the entire Bible on the west lawn of the United States Capitol. This is the 15th year we've done that. We're standing here exercising our First Amendment rights, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and most important of all, freedom of religion.
The marathon ends with the culmination of the National Day of Prayer tomorrow. Hall says the event transcends denominational lines.
All of the volunteers that are standing here feel that we are a living embodiment of Isaiah 55, where God declares that his word will go forth and accomplish the purpose that he purposes.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The tide may be turning for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board in their attempt to send more missionaries. The lack of funding last year forced the IMB to limit the number of missionaries sent to the field, but a great missions offering in December is allowing the IMB to send an additional 200 missionaries overseas this year. With a month to go before the books are closed, it appears the IMB will have almost $127 million for their missionary effort, $19 million more than last year. Next, as demands for help on the mission field continue to increase, one organization says they're tired of saying no so many times and are working to strengthen their numbers. David Dalm is with OC International.
Our fields have given us a resounding, please recruit more missionaries. Please, we need more people on the field. And now OC has a goal to basically double in size by the year 2007. We're calling this Vision 2007.
Already this year, the number of new missionary candidates has increased. They also believe the impact national missionaries can have among their own people is extremely effective, but they need training.
There's a lot of national Christians that really want to have an effective outreach, an effective organization in their country. They want to start a movement. They even want to send missionaries to other countries. They need some help getting started. That's where a lot of the Westerners come in. We can give them training, we can provide some experience, and we can just walk alongside of them.
And finally, a prayer line is giving people in Turkey a chance to have someone pray with them. The Operation Mobilization staff recently published the number of a prayer telephone in newspapers and distributed it on business cards, inviting people to call if they needed prayer. It's in real demand, especially since world events have made life uncertain in much of the world. Through the ministry, they're able to send resources like the Jesus film to those who request it. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.